My idea of a balanced diet is a beer in each hand. This is a perfect pour. Metal.
Welcome back to the Perfect Four Craft Beer Podcast.
Welcome back. We were gone?
Yes, you were gone for a whole week.
Oh, well, just in case, I'm Matt.
Seven Moons.
I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
We're going to kick back and talk about craft beer.
Hey.
Like we usually do. No guests this episode. It's just us drinking all the beer.
Crap beer?
Saying all the things.
Crap beer.
Crap.
The new door locks officially kept bells out.
We got some new security. We had to get security.
Security.
We put Jovi outside now.
Now Bells will have to bring Citraholic if he wants back in.
Yep. You heard it here.
You heard it here.
You put a badge on the Eddie Van Halen cutout, and Bells thinks that's a security
guard. He's like, oh, shit. Security guard.
Security guard.
Damn it. Can't come in anymore.
I better stay away.
Well, thank you for coming in, hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Let's go. The tailgating beers.
Let's go. Rolling.
Tailgating beers. What beers we were drinking before we BS. Started here? Yes. This was another listener beer from Alabama. It was a straight ale Monkey Knot IPA. Wasn't too terrible. It's pretty good. A little malty backbone.
Yeah, a little familiar.
Per
usual. Eastern Coast beer.
Eastern Coast beer. Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh, Huntsville.
I'll give it an 8 out of 10 because it's Alabama.
And it's in a can.
And it was in a can down by the river.
Did we crush that can?
No.
It's empty.
We don't crush cans here.
Oh, yes.
It's for bros, bro.
We put them in the rafters.
Yeah, we stick them in the rafters.
I prefer to cram it in the rafters.
So that was a nice one. And then a Yeasty Boys from New Zealand.
We are the Yeasty Boys.
Pot Kettle Black.
Mm-hmm.
6%er.
Whoa. Turn that down, please.
Yeasty Boys, that's the brewery.
Yeah. I picked it up from the Whole Foods in Oakland.
Whole Foods has a few Yeasty Boys, mm-hmm, usually. Mm-hmm.
And, what the other one we've had is the digital IPA on the shelf there.
Yeah, the digital IPA. I remember.
So, I don't have much wrong with this.
Yeah, that's what we're having now, actually.
New Zealand.
Homes. And then,
Shelton Brothers.
Then we had from Reggie 559, brought us back from Bottle Logic in the Anaheim area. The Tattered Prince by Saison. We don't have very many Saisons here. And so it was nice to, you know, go outside of our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a Saison with orange peel, coriander, and ginger.
Yeah, if more of them tasted like that, I wouldn't mind.
That was a pretty good. I had two.
Yeah.
Two tasters of it. Went back for a second.
And Mikey never does that.
Uh-huh. It's got cool ass bottle art.
Mikey is loving the bottle art.
Yep.
Also, same brewery that did the She Shot First.
Right? Yeah, the She Shot First we had before.
Oh, yeah.
Bottle Logic.
That was like on this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember that?
I'm guessing Mikey dug it because it made it to a special spot in the collection shelf.
Yeah, it's not in the regular beer section. It's in the Star Wars section.
How'd you get over there? Get with the other ones.
She does
go
what
back
she
over there. Yeah, she shot first. She can do whatever the hell she wants. But if you ever want to see the bottles that we drink, they're usually the album art for our episodes are on the mm-hmm. where we post mm-hmm. the episodes. PerfectPourPod.com if you want to see the picture, album art. If you don't see it on Instagram, that's where it's at.
Mm-hmm. That's what's happening.
What's and up so with that? You're up to date on what we're drinking.
What's up with that?
What's up with that? Ooh-wee. Don't get me on Saturday Night
Live. Come on, tangents. Let's do it. Let's just do it.
This is all Saturday Night Live.
The beer Rock skits. Obama.
Well, isn't that special?
So, now, here we go. Some craft culture. Oh. What's going on in the culture of craft? Mm. Nothing.
Beer is being made.
Beers are going away.
Oh, more stone beers?
Yeah.
Like they
well,
seem like
we're kind of behind on talking about that because yeah. of our guests. This is
yeah, right.
But
we had a guest streak there.
Yeah, more hitting the chopping block.
What was the ones we missed? We were talking
Ruination
about
Nation.
Yeah.
And the Belgo, Cali Belgo, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah. All the Cali Balik or what?
Mm-hmm.
The Belgian IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know they're dumping that one. Hmm. Nah, or is that a different one we're talking
you're
about?
You're making me question. I know it was Ruination.
Yeah.
Everyone's Ruination. Like, sad face. And then you're like, actually, I can't remember the last time I bought this. So no big deal.
Yeah, it seems like most of all those Stone's decisions to dump all these beers, like, that whole, the only, really, their black IPA is really the only one that sort of like, maybe that's kind of a mistake.
Yeah.
To drop that one. But everything else is just kind of like, I haven't had that for a long time. I really don't care. But there's nobody else really being that bold as to drop their freaking old like staples like that.
Tioga Sequoia.
They
rebranded the X.
Well, yeah, they re
the XPA.
All the
reimagined it, rebooted it.
Yeah,
every beer we make has been redone since it's been first created.
Mm.
But I mean, even it's the same thing like Stone did. They got rid of the Stone Pale, and now they have the Stone Pale 2.0.
It'd yeah.
be the same thing if we called it that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going for more of a tech.
More of, even in the past, like a beer would, they wouldn't even rebrand it like that. They would just say, oh, yeah, there's a new recipe. It's still mm-hmm. Stone Pale. But now everything's so marketing driven that you got to rebrand it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. If you just snuck it in there on a person, somebody that didn't like it the first time wouldn't go back to it. They would still think mm-hmm. it's the same thing. But if you put a different label on it or change the color or something, they go, oh, it's different. Maybe I'll like it this time.
Maybe now I'll like it. It's different. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to miss them, any of those beers?
No, I'm just never was that big of a Stone fan to begin with.
Yeah.
So, no.
Well,
Ruin 10 was good. I do remember that.
The Stone IPA, I think, was always kind of a solid go-to beer.
It was right?
It was usually around, at least.
It was at every beer fest ever.
Yeah. Airing and Bastard and Stone.
They're like, whoa, IPA, they got Stone.
Or Stone Pale. Whatever we're talking about right now.
Those were, yeah. The three options you get at beer festivals.
Stone's here. Oh, wait, nope, just some volunteer.
Just some dude. Yeah, that sucks when you're like, at a festival, you like start asking and they're like,
I just signed up.
I'm just poor, man.
They put me here.
I just need to get in for free.
Craft Culture Breda Rose number 2 is coming. I saw a post about that.
Oh,
who did
you know roughly when?
Firestone. The Barrel Works. And that was the
Barrel Works program.
The Breda Rose was the one that Big Game got us. Ooh. And Stuart was pissed that we had it.
Yeah, because he likes us better.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We got, the one he we got parted, something he that Stuart didn't one. Get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the, well, you probably can't see it. It's next to the 5 a.m. Saint, the dogfish. But yeah, I saw they're like, they're all Breda Rose is coming back, and it's like they're re-releasing it, and it's all number 2, and I was like, I'm still interested.
Interested still.
Wow, yeah, not on my radar somehow. I don't see much of that Barrel Works in the social media like I used to.
Hmm.
I think it was just an Instagram post.
Okay.
Well, I don't know, I've been catching a lot of Firestone stuff on Twitter and different stuff on Instagram. I don't know if I haven't checked to see if they both have it, but
mm-hmm.
each time I've opened my social media the past couple days, on one of them, I see a post by them.
Oh, okay.
Like on Twitter, they did a...
So I'm just not paying attention.
They did a Brewing 101, and they kind of just did a flat map of what they do to brew their beer. You know, like the grain coming in, the different fermenters and machines that it sends off to, where the grain goes, and then it's, you know, in the end result, it's sent off to the kegging line, bottling line, and canning line. So it was kind of cool.
Yay. You're just making me think of the Firestone Walker invitation on how I'm not going.
Oh, man.
Well, my best friend's Aaron is going.
Oh, yeah.
He's going. I'm not going.
I'm not going.
You're not going. Is Bert going? Does Bert say
Bert
he's going?
Bert is going.
Damn. Man,
Bert. Bert. Damn it, Bert.
Damn it, Bert.
Can I be your wife for a day, Bert?
I think that's why he is going.
Mikey will even shed his legs.
All right, then can I be Whitney's husband for a day?
That's possible.
You're not Bert, but you'll do.
Yeah. I think a couple people.
I can say Bert things. What kind of things does Bert say?
I think he tells Julian that he's dumb and old.
Honey, I'm dumb and old. Give me a beer.
There you go.
Bet, Bert. Other Bert.
Uh oh.
The bearded brewer has opened a new beer.
I tried to sneak it on you.
Go!
Yeah.
So it's.
New beer has entered the table.
It's been a long time since ring. I think. It's probably been almost a year, if not more, since Anchor's kind of snuck something new on us. And they.
Sneaky.
They came in with this in four packs. So not a six pack, but a four pack, and not in Costco. And it's a stout. I don't have the bottle.
Stout.
Flying Cloud. It is a little has an old wooden chip on it.
Oh.
7.4%. It just says.
Damn it. Brain not working.
7.4,
and it's a San Francisco stout, so you can't compare it to anything else. Because nobody makes a San Francisco stout.
Yeah, for a San Francisco stout, this is pretty good.
Pretty good.
Mm. I don't know, man. There's not a whole lot going on.
Stout savored in the Golden Rush, San Francisco.
Damn it.
I can taste the Hetch Hetchy Reservoir.
Hetch Hetchy. There's a hint of smelt in there.
So
yeah, the Delta. I can taste the Delta smelt dying.
This is a Dublin style brew made with English Maris Otter malt, two black malts, and flaked barley. Nugget and Golding hops provide a spicy
flaked barley
floral complex, the deep dark chocolate maltiness, and a dry finish.
It is pretty dry.
So it's supposed to be their tribute to an old world beer, because they said something like this would survive long boat rides or something.
Mm-hmm.
And nugget hops, I know, are supposed to be pretty funky.
I need to know what Nick thinks of this. Our resident stout guy.
Mm-hmm.
Would you buy a four pack?
Swishing. He's swishing. Mouth swish.
Doing a little smack.
Kentucky chew.
I would buy it.
Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Nick would buy it.
It's right there on the verge of an Imperial Stout. But it's holding back just enough to make it drinkable.
Yeah, it's not super chocolatey. It's not
super anything.
Avoiding the whole coffee.
No oatmeal.
Fiasco.
I think it's kind of what we needed. It's a break from the other stouts.
It's a good stout cleanser.
Not stout cleanser. Super Anchor-y either.
Stout cleanser beer.
Like, you probably wouldn't guess this was from Anchor.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to taste like. Because Anchor's one of those breweries that has that base beer taste. I struggle for the correct term on this. Mike Sardina mentioned this once about doing an episode where related to this, and now I struggled to note the term. But, you know, house beer taste, like Lagunitas, you can tell is a Lagunitas. No matter what kind of beer they do, you can still taste the Lagunitas in it.
I think the word you're looking for is Bob the Brewer's sweat is what you're missing from this beer.
Maybe.
Bob
the Brewer. So, like, usually you can tell, an Acre beer, you can tell, oh, yeah, this is an Acre beer.
Well, in defense, the Breckler's Brown, that's a little bit different for them too.
Mm-hmm.
The good beer as well.
Yeah, it's a good brown. I get that it's a good brown that's available, and it's a good price. Good price six pack.
Mm-hmm.
I get that for Becky usually when I see it. Becky will enjoy that one as a brown aficionado.
I'm enjoying this stout. I don't mind buying that. I bought a 4-pack of it.
You'll be all right with it,
and
it will last in case you want to go overseas with it in the boat.
Yeah, it says
you'll be fine.
It typically would take 125 days.
So there you go. You've got 125 days to get to Britain
to sail from New York to San Francisco.
Oh, wow! That's probably like going around the Cape.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't you always?
Yeah, go around South America. Do you even Cape, bro?
Do you even Cape, bro?
You sailed from New York to San Francisco? You didn't use the canal, did you?
What are you doing here?
I took the 5 over to the 105, and then I went to the 506, and then I took the northwest corner of the 605.
Then around the Cape, but I had to sail.
And then around the Cape. Sorry. More SNL Live.
Yeah, I'm going to get Mikey.
Will they ever finish this podcast? Will they do more SNL references? Stay tuned.
I love the Californians, but the Californians never really hit with the audience. The crowd never.
No, they don't.
It would never blow up the crowd, but they still kept doing it. And I was surprised, like, because it always seemed like it just never hit. But they still kept doing it, and I was pleased because I always loved the Californian skits, but like the crowd never busted up on them. I don't know.
Damn it. Even Betty White couldn't save it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she made out with what's his face?
Not Brad Pitt.
No. The guy that played the raccoon.
The raccoon.
Raccoon game. So since the last episode, Parabola has popped up in town.
Yes, yep.
Popped up and then went away quickly,
and it's gone.
There was a Parabola chase, and again the Central Valley Craft Beer Drinkers page killed it off, and Bell's,
the hurricane that is
that page. Once it gets posted to that page, all of a sudden an hour later, it's gone in town. Whatever it is that gets posted.
Mm-hmm.
Now Bell's actually has the ability at his job to like stop what he's doing and leave it if something like this happens. And that he saw it posted on the Facebook page at Maroa Shell. We have Parabola, and he doesn't even, he's never had one. Doesn't know it, not even the style that he's into. But no, he's like, I gotta get one.
But mentioned it many times that he would be getting one.
Yep, he immediately stopped what he was doing, got in his car, went to Maroa Shell and got one. Actually, he ended up getting two.
Damn it.
He talked the guy into giving him two. He was like dead steadfast on only one per person.
Per person.
And Bell's just like basically just berated him for 2 minutes and the guy gave him two.
Gave him the death stare.
Yeah.
What would make you go away right now?
Yeah. Well, give me another bottle. Here. And then I guess some girl was there, you know, just like I work either at working with him or something, and she's just like, what's the big deal? Why does anyone care? And Bell's goes, I don't even know. I've never had it. I'm just buying it.
Wait a minute. I don't know, bro.
I don't know. I'm just buying it, bro.
It's in a box.
Yeah, it comes in a box.
Comes in a box. Questions. It's important. So then, true. Like, all of a sudden, Fresno was out. As soon as we got Parabola, Fresno was out of Parabola. Now, Nick.
Yes, sir.
This Parabola is more important to you than it is to Bell's.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Bell's got some. Did you get
some Parabola? And then he got some Parabola? I Not in Fresno.
What?
Clovis?
Not in Clovis, even.
Dinuba.
Yes. The craft beer capital of Dinuba. Craft beer capital of Dinuba.
They have a grocery outlet. That's the craft beer in Dinuba. Barn Market.
My friend, that's a craft beer shop in Dinuba. It's a grocery outlet.
My friend Lois Prices got me a bottle. Nope. I got people looking out for me, though, so someone brought me back from the coastal region of California.
Where Parabola's born.
And where people don't care about Parabola, apparently, because there was a lot of it. I'm pouring some more Anchor into my glass.
Pour is beautiful.
Yeah. So, yeah, cheers to Cousin Steven of Garage Door Brewing. For bringing me back up
to Parabola.
He went over to Monterey for the weekend. He's like, hey, did you get it yet? I'm like, no, it's out. Because I went to the same shell. I went to Moroa Shell around 2 o'clock on Friday. I think Bells went, what, before lunchtime?
Yeah, he went at like 12.
Yeah, so by 2 o'clock, they were out. He's like, sorry, man, you just missed the last bottle. I was like, son of a bitch. I almost checked Elite. I still haven't been to Elite Liquor to see if they usually hang on to theirs a little longer than the rest of the city. So, no clue if it's there or not.
Yeah, I meant to go. I was at Body in the Bog yesterday, and I meant to walk in Elite, but
yeah,
it escaped me. You went to Body in the Bog and didn't walk into Elite?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That takes courage.
Yeah.
I spent a lot
of, right next door to each other.
I agreed to spend a lot of money on a mattress, so I was kind of like, I was kind of ready for a beer.
All right, I get that. You're like, if I walk in there, I'm going to walk out with a lot more beer that I can't afford. That makes more sense. I get that, totally. Mm-hmm. So you have Parabola.
So I now have a 15, yes.
Are you going to sit on it?
Yep, that means I could drink my 14.
Now you're allowed to drink your 14.
I'm allowed. Yep, that's my goal.
Wow. When are you going to drink that 14? What's going on with that?
Let's see. Probably not Easter. Okay. 4th of July might be a good one.
4th. Damn it. Seems kind of hot to drink a Parabola on 4th of July.
Well, not after the sun goes down.
Not if you're in a refrigerator.
Just don't do it after midnight.
After midnight. Yeah. I'm thinking when the sun's starting to come up. I'm thinking about then.
Oh. Breakfast beer?
Yeah, breakfast beer.
Isn't that another song, when the sun
sunrise
comes
sun
up?
Sunrise beer? Another Clapton song?
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. That's the song.
So I hope you listeners got your Parabola ball from hopefully. Firestone Walker.
Yeah.
You ever been able to do a now the term's escaping me, when you have
a vertical?
Yeah, a vertical. Thank you, Nick. You're on the zone. You ever been doing a vertical of anything? Have you ever been do a vertical, let alone Parabola?
No, I can never hang on to them long enough.
Where
to
you
do
get
something.
The same beer but different years.
I think the only one I've ever done was the actual Stone Vertical Epic beers they had.
Yeah,
back in the day.
I remember being some of those.
I did 10, 11, 12. Because 12 was the last year. They did a when. 2012 was the last year because the dates would line up. You know, December 12th, 2012, November 11th, 2011, October 10th, 2010. So they would release a beer for each of those days. And obviously there's no 13th month, so you can't do it.
Damn it! Ruined everything.
Ruined everything. But yeah, that was their Vertical Epic series. So yeah, I think that's the last time we actually successfully did something.
Did a vertical.
Yeah. With more than two, anyway.
I've never done a vertical.
That's because you like IPAs.
That's true. Nobody wants to do a vertical of IPAs. I've got this 2010 Stone IPA.
No thanks.
That's all right. I don't think I want to do that. Although we are getting some aging going on in that drawer, our bad beer drawer. We might be able to do a bad beer vertical.
I think we do have the possibility of doing a North Coast barrel-aged Old Rasputin vertical.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I think it'll take two or three of us, but I think if everybody's up for it, we have the collection going now.
Yeah, nice. I think I have XV and XVI.
Yeah, I have a 15 and a 17.
Deep and vertical, bro?
Deep and vertical. That's not even a thing anymore. It used to be all over the place. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a thing.
Because everyone just drinks their beer.
Everyone just
now.
Drinks their beer.
We
now.
Have no patience.
Yeah.
I saw on Twitter or Instagram, and it didn't look like an April Fool's, but a Vanilla Bean Midnight Lightning broke in its shipping container. Someone had shipped it to another person and received it broken.
Oh, that's
one of 24
that was probably
bottles.
One you waxed. Oh, now there's only 23 bottles in existence.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's drank any of the others yet. But yeah,
nobody's drank them. All 23 are being held on to.
I saw a couple got drank on the page.
Drank. Okay. They drank them.
So, yeah, there's...
How are those drinking? So, let's talk about that, Tioga Sequoia. We didn't even really mention much of it. Oh, no, you gave some info on your bottle release.
Yeah.
Tioga Sequoia had a barrel age bottle release day.
Mm-hmm.
Barrel age day. Yeah. And how did that go?
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice little line of people to get in. Some usual suspects and some new faces and some people from far and about. And
was there people outside of the region that came?
I heard some San Jose, some LAs, you know, Bakersfield, stuff
wow.
like that.
That's
or maybe even Visalia.
Mm.
I had somebody call in from Modesto, I think. So
that's cool.
Modesto.
Yeah, it went over well. I mean, right out the gate, it was good. And then we had a decent day following all the way through till we closed. And then people were just buying. They would be like, how much can I buy? All right, I'll take that.
I'll take how much?
Yeah.
Now, was there actual, you actually have, no, there was one, the first one was had only like 24 bottles or something you had?
So the barrel-aged Midnight Lightning, they did a small portion of it aged on vanilla beans. And they hand-filled 48 bottles, and 24 went to public and 24 went to employees.
Ooh, look at you guys getting the same cut.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, am I a Tioga employee?
kind of.
I just can't remember.
I don't remember.
Can't remember anymore. So.
I think that's what I'm going to do. Next time you guys have a day like that, I'm like, I'm like an employee or something. Where are my bottles?
The red sticker that says, hello, my name is Bert.
Yep. I'm Bert. I'm going to steal Bert's ID. Yeah, I'm Bert.
I'm dude, don't you recognize me?
Yeah, I'm Bert.
I'm just Bert.
Yeah. But so I've had it on draft, so I know what it tastes like. And that one bottle I have can sit up to 5 years. So
wow.
We'll see what happens. Holy moly.
How long people can last.
How low can you go?
I've had people try to buy it off me already, and I said no.
Ooh.
No.
Whoa.
Just in case you get into some wow. trouble, you've got some quick cash option.
Liquidation sale.
Yep.
So yeah. I thought I was going to miss all the fun. I didn't get there till 1:30
mm-hmm.
and was able to snag two bottles of the regular barrel aged midnight.
That
night.
Seemed wow. way later in 1:30.
Was it two?
Well, no, it just there was so many people and so much going on that it could have been 1:30, but it felt like 4:30.
Ah, no. Yeah, it was about 1:30, two-ish.
Two-ish?
Roundabout. Sun was still up anyway.
Sun was up. Yeah. I didn't care. I had a beer in my hand. Who gives a crap where the sun's at? Got beer. I don't have to be at work. I got beer. I don't give a crap what the sun's doing right now. Sun can go F itself. All right, do we need a new beer? I think we need a new beer.
Mikey's
we got to ramp up the energy in here.
Well, my hands are in my pockets.
Wow.
Beer for his hands in his pockets. There's nothing you can do. I mean, come on.
It's not going to be me. Hands are in the pockets.
Do this like the pros.
Yeah, I know. All the pros do it with the bottle opener.
Yeah,
no, open the cans with bottle opener.
No
yeah,
touchy.
I went to that new little beer stand at Gazebo Gardens, and those guys are opening their cans.
The can bar.
Their cans with the bottle openers.
Large can selection?
Yeah, large can selection.
It's a beautiful bar.
It's a beautiful bar. They didn't seem to know a whole lot, but they knew how to open cans.
Yeah. So that's the thing. It could be 10 people deep at the normal bar, and you could walk over to the can bar and they'll be like, "Oh, what do you want?"
Yep, what do you want?
Yes. My kind of people.
They did the
still the greatest patio in Fresno, I think. It's all one big patio, in other words. It's a garden.
Yeah. It's a garden. So this one we're having right now. Gold. New beer. Avery Brewing India Pale Ale. It's an India Pale Ale.
Guys. Oh, crap.
Yep, sorry.
Some bitches.
Avery Brewing from the state of Colorado.
It's okay.
They can legally do things that Californians can't.
What are you saying?
I don't know.
Is this a THC IPA?
And I don't know. It seems like we had something from Avery Brewing, but I can't think of it.
Can't remember if we just mentioned the name or something. We've had something.
No, it's happened before.
There's something from Avery we've had, huh? I just can't think.
I know. And the bottle's not popping out.
No, they're from Colorado.
Colorado.
This is just their... It just says IPA, India Pale.
Speaking of which...
It's beer. Drink
Hops,
it.
Hop Freaks Unite. That's a bold statement.
Best burger in town, Colorado Grill.
You got to be careful when you tout your how much hops are in there. You better deliver.
You better.
Really, advice to advertising your IPA. Stay away from boasting about the hops unless it's just really hop forward.
So are you saying don't call it Hopaholics Anonymous?
Yeah. and be malty.
This is actually quite enjoyable.
This is different.
Is it West Coast enough for you?
It's not California IPA for sure, but it's also not East Coast.
I think it's not citrusy. I think it's floral is the term.
I get soap.
That would be fun.
Oh, yeah, it is soapy.
Nothing like a dish soap IPA.
Bath and Body Works IPA.
It's not bad.
Not bad. It's lacking pizza.
Oh, I should have brought some with
man.
Me.
Oh, man. I could go for some pizza right now.
I got some day old me and Ed's in the fridge.
Yes.
Wait for me when I get home. That'll work. Only day old? Perfect.
Cold pizza.
Perfect.
Ooh, good band name. Cold pizza.
Cold pizza.
I was surprised it's actually able to. Cold
peace inside.
Yeah.
Allison Chains reference.
That is a good
song. Oh, no, wait. That's a
Boggy Depot.
Yeah, that's not Allison Chains reference. That's a
Jerry
Cantrell reference. Sorry.
Yuri Cantrell.
God damn. Damn it.
God damn it. How could you ever mix those two up?
I don't know. Yeah, they're just so different.
Yeah.
Especially now.
Trick question. Jerry Cantrell is Allison Chains.
Mind warp.
Whoa, bro. So that was pretty good. What else is going on in the craft beer? The world of craft beer.
The world.
I got a looking out for.
Well, that's, yeah. We're not there yet. Like,
whatever.
I was trying to move this podcast along.
Try to fucking entertain the people, dude. What more do you want from me? Isn't that what I'm here for, damn it?
Craft beer culture. Isn't there something? Oh, so kind of craft beer culture?
Kind of craft beer
culture. But... Castillo's went back to Tower District.
Castillo's, yes.
And they moved in next door to Bourbon and Taps, which used to be the 562 Bistro or that other Italian restaurant or whatever.
Oh, Russo.
And they have a pass-through or a port or doorway that connects the two so you can get craft beer or a cocktail while you're eating food.
Ah.
It's the first time that it's not just whatever dad beer they have in a little two-door cooler. It's you physically order from the bar and they bring it over, or vice versa, you're at the bar and you could order food and they bring that over. So
sounds good.
Right?
Sounds I like good. It. Whoa. I'm into it. All right. Well, let's hear some voicemails. 559-492-0542. That is the voicemail line for us at the Perfect Boar, another Dark Time Network podcast. 559-492-0542. You can call us and tell us anything about craft beer or the show. We don't care. We'll hear it all. We'll take all takers. And what I think we should be doing is, we seem to have the, I'm a believer in the looking out for, or you're putting it out there. You're like, I would really like to see this beer come to me, you know, in somewhat realistic way. Like if I'm, you know, looking for some freaking beer that's made in, you know, Kazakhstan or something, I, you know, that's might be a little bit too unrealistic, but something that may possibly come to me, put it out there. So if you want to put it out there that you're looking out for, call the voicemail line and our podcast energy will send it out there and then maybe it'll come to you. So call the voicemail line for that. We don't care. And we've got a couple voicemails for this episode. I don't know what's going to happen.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm not driving. I'm actually in the bathroom.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm taking a dump. I was thinking, I saw this post on the Central Valley Craft Beer Lovers about a shower beer. I'm like, you know what? I don't drink anything while I'm taking a
shower. We already talked about it.
Why would I drink while I'm in the shower? It's silly. But then I thought, you know what? Why not, if there's a shower beer, why not a shitting beer?
Oh, no.
Drink while you're taking a shit.
Oh, no.
And at the moment, I'm taking a shit, drinking a can of old chub. What's a shitting beer? You got a shower beer, you might as well have a shitting beer. Just set it down on the side of the tub right next to the
tub.
You know, and just take drinks out of it while I'm, you know, in business. So, thoughts. I'm going to stick. Keep up the great work.
Scotty B went to a whole new level.
Scotty B on the old Thunder Bucket.
I thought I recognized that echo.
Yeah. That's a familiar echo.
It's a proper shitting quarters echo.
Somebody calls you and pick up. Are you in the bathroom right now? No.
Bad signal.
Yeah, it's just I'm in a closet. I'm in a tiled closet.
Tiled closet.
That's why it sounds so weird.
I haven't brought my beer to the shitter before, so I haven't done that.
I haven't broached that. I haven't done a shower beer thing either.
I haven't either.
But I think that's pretty ironic to have an old chub sitting on the shitter.
An old chub.
That is quite the pairing.
Thanks for giving me that image, Scotty B. That image flashed in my head. Old chub, Scotty B on the toilet. Yep. Oh, man.
Scotty B calls us.
Where would we be without Scotty B?
I don't know.
He calls us in all sitting positions.
I think we're just going to move on.
Let's get out of here while we can.
What's up, Brotatoes? I just wanted to call and say this is Rad Stacy, and I wanted to thank you guys so much for having me on your Perfect Pour podcast. I've never done a podcast before, and it was awesome. Also, want to let you know that you spelled my name wrong. It's Stacey, but you did get the rad part right.
That was me,
so,
my fault.
If you ever want to have me on again, it'll probably boost your ratings and whatnot. But thanks so much again. And Bells, you had some major swagger at Costco. Hope I see you there again.
See
you later.
Oh, she must have run into Bells at Costco. I didn't hear about that.
Wow.
Whoa.
What's going on there?
Yeah. Bells can smooth talk to ladies when he needs to.
And apparently Maroa Shell, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I heard about that. They both had their youngins, and they had a Costco running. You shop
even,
here, too?
Even with his kid, he can still smooth talk.
Wow. Okay, so Stacy, come tomorrow.
Damn it.
Are you here?
Why would I think that there's an E in there, though? Yeah. Damn it. My fault. I did the title. I just put Stacy without an E.
Way to never get a guest on the show.
She says, I'm never coming back on that fucker.
Maybe it was his plan to get her to call in.
Yeah, I was like, this will get her to call in. I'll nice. Spell her name wrong.
Trolling.
She'll have to call. Keep She'll be forced
trolling,
to call.
Trolling.
What? We need a new beer, guys.
New beer.
That's all our voicemails.
Damn it. I'm going to throw this out there. Big cheers to Stacy. She
pre-cheers.
Converted me. I finally found a sesh beer that I like.
Oh.
The old slow ride's going down pretty
You
easy.
Liking that slow ride, man, huh?
Yeah, there's some leftovers. Maybe on purpose, maybe on accident.
slow ride.
Took one home with me. I said, you know what? It is the middle of the day. I think I'll have a beer.
Yes.
And
that's
be
what
damn,
sessions are for, bro.
Well, because I like the Ranger IPA,
mm-hmm.
and the Slow Ride had hints of that, the whatever hops they use in Ranger. It had that flavor to it, but on a you know, lighter scale, I guess, appropriately enough. Oh, is that the fridge mic?
Yep.
Do we have fridge mic action?
Turn the fridge mic up there for a second. I heard the fridge opening and closing. It means there's new beers coming.
Damn it.
But I mean, I'm so happy Session IPA season is coming. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna be getting into Goose. I'll talk about it here in a minute. But
oh yeah.
What do we got here? What do we want to open up now? I can't even see. Do it. Make the call, Nick.
Certified organic.
Make the call, Nick.
Mm-hmm. This says organic.
It's an organic beer, so we're gonna have it.
It's not an or game. It's organic.
I love gold.
Yeah, a new beer.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, Peter Brewer lost his headphones.
What? I can't hear you.
What we got here?
We got.
Is that Pilsner?
Yep.
Damn
that
it!
Pilsner that's been sitting in there for a month because we won't drink it. I can see soap coming out.
It's soap.
It's bubbling.
It's bubbling.
So from the Pincus. World's first organic brewery, your pills. It's your pills.
From the Europe.
That's your pills.
It's from the homeland.
Mother Russia.
Another Oakland beer buy. And it was staring at me all wrong. I know it can be found in town, but they have it at the Body in the Bog.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you want to have it, well, that's called Pincus, World's First Organic.
Pincus? Pincus Urungus?
So at least that's something you can actually have locally, at least.
Would Lemmy drink it?
Yeah. That was the complete Lemmy impersonations.
It is Skunkimus Maximus.
I do miss a good green bottle.
Body and Bog used to have like a checklist you could... checklist off, because he has a shit ton of European beers there. And I swear he used to have like a checklist thing.
Probably.
BC's did. Beers around the world.
Maybe I'm getting it confused with BC's.
Oh, way to go, Mike.
I haven't been to Body in the Bog enough to know.
Used to go there quite a bit. Back when European beers was craft beer.
Mm-hmm. Yep, European beers. I remember Fagan. You remember Fagan's downtown?
Yep.
They serve Beamish on Nitro.
Yep. You're like, whoa. I don't know what that is.
But I want it. What do you mean it takes 10 minutes to pour?
It's going to take a while. Yeah. Everybody else
has their beer.
Takes a while, Body in the Bog.
You're sitting there waiting.
Oh.
Everybody else has their beer.
Everybody's getting drunk.
You're looking around.
I'm not getting drunk.
I'm like, oh, God.
I'm waiting for my beer.
And mine's still, he's almost, no, just kidding.
Yep.
Three quarters, 3/8, 3/16, 3/32, 3/64. It's almost there. Okay, it's full.
Pilsner, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's less offensive than I predicted it to be.
Wow. So you were staring at that bottle and said, "I don't like you." But yeah. Now that you've had it, you're like,
"No, it looked interesting."
Okay.
It always looked interesting bottle. Mm-hmm. It was just like, if the guys aren't going to open it up, I ain't opening it up.
It's your Pliny bottle shape.
I yeah, it's like got that Pliny bottle size.
Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha, I trick you.
All right, guys. Big card trickers. Everybody yeah. open up your Untappd and see what you've been drinking.
No.
You may be able to find me under Dorktown on Untappd.
Bearded Brewer 87.
False. Bearded Brewer 87 and the Nick 80.
The Nick 80.
On Untappd. We're all on the Untappd.
I've actually had a few beers.
Chronicling our beers. What have you been drinking?
So, at my stint the other day at the Body in the Bog, I did go European beer and as well as something not.
Does he have not European beers?
Yeah, he has a rotating IPA handle and Alaskan Amber is always on draft. And he had a Nitro Old Rasputin, which was something I had. True Nitro Old Rasputin. Ooh. Some he Rasputins.
He knows how to so pour. Yes.
Where is this false Old Rasputin Nitro you're finding?
So, their most nitrogen beers, especially if they're bottled, they're a CO2 nitrogen blend.
Okay.
So they're not a true nitrogenated beer.
Right.
And so some people will pour said blended beer on a nitro tap, or they'll pour it on a regular tap. And it's only like a 60-40, so it's not even a nitrogen. But he had gotten the true nitrogen keg and poured it on the correct diffuser, and it's meant to be enjoyed that way.
He knows how to pour a beer.
He is known for
properly pouring it.
From top to bottom, though, like proper keg, proper gas, proper mm-hmm. glassware. Like, that was his shtick back in the day. Is like, everything will be 100%
mm-hmm.
from top to bottom.
So, yeah, so the Nitro Old Rasputin. I was looking at the Hobgoblin, and he talked me into the King Goblin, which I did enjoy that.
Obviously.
And then the Old Engine Oil, revisited that.
Nice.
Yes.
I saw that. That was.
And then he actually shared a beer with us.
Whoa.
Krabby's
Ginger. Got him to do that.
Wow.
Krabby's.
He doesn't like you.
Alcoholic ginger beer.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you.
I don't like you either.
But yeah, so it was a alcoholic ginger beer made by Krabby's, and it was actually very good. And we
actually have one. Oh, I have one that's like 2 years old in that fridge.
It was good standalone. Ticker. But they advertised it as drink it on ice, and we had it on ice, and it was too easy to drink on ice. Too easy to drink.
It is. Like, I had it at a festival in Marin, beer festival in Marin a couple years ago, and that's like when it came out, I think. Mm-hmm. And it was like hella easy to drink, but it was weird at this festival because they forced you to put ice in your cup, and this is your festival cup that you mm-hmm. got to drink. So then you're like left with this ice and like, I don't know what to do. And I just went up to the next you know, booth I went to. I was like, can you do something with this ice? Because I couldn't find any duck buckets. And like, and he had to like find somewhere to take the ice out. It's like mm-hmm. fucking ice.
Must be terrible to live in a place where ice doesn't melt.
And then
what else, Peter Brewer?
From Craft, I think it's like Craft Artesian Ales is the company. They're out of Pacific Grove. They had the Nubelis. They had the Nubelis Imperial IPA with Mosaic hops, and it was an 8.5 IPA that he had on draft, and it was actually very delicious.
Mm.
And
it was quite delicious.
So that was there. At home, I re-enjoyed an Ottomus. Which
Optimus.
It held up on the hazelnut. It was batch one, so the hazelnut
Whoa,
held up.
Whoa, you had batch one Optimus. Yeah.
Then I opened my bottle of Catacomb, and that tasted good. It warmed up very
this
well.
This year's Catacomb?
It was the apricot last year.
Oh, last year's Catacomb. Oh, you had a last year's Catacomb.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you're just pulling out all the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Enjoyed a slow ride. And then
quite enjoyable.
Hefeweizen from Drake's, and I did make sure to tell the brother that it is slight banana-y, so he wouldn't make the mistake of buying it.
Looking out, because I do like Drake's.
And my friend Shayna, she was in Morro Bay, and she brought me back a Figaro Mountains Lizard's Mouth, and it was a double IPA, and that was actually quite enjoyable.
Lizard lips.
Yeah, sure. And that's what I've been kind of drinking.
Hey, lizard lips.
What's that beer you've been caught drinking?
What you've been drinking?
Oh, you've been drinking lizard lips.
Lizard lips.
It's all on your hips.
I think they have one called Blue Frog as well.
Ooh, Blue Frog.
But I think it might be, even be a blueberry beer.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
But anyways.
So.
Nick, what have you been drinking?
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Nick.
Hello, everybody. Beer.
Oh, okay.
Good job.
Yeah, thanks. As always, things are hidden in plain sight. Somehow I had an extra Mount Whitney XPA just sitting in the fridge, and I was like, where did this come from? I don't know, but it was in my fridge, and it was awesome. I totally forgot I bought it.
Awesome.
So we still enjoying that. Went to sushi the other day, had some Kirin Ichiban.
Mm-hmm.
Always good with sushi.
Always the choice of beer.
Yes. I know, regular beer, I know. I know. Yeah. But it was
regular
there.
Regular beer.
It was a situation beer. Total
hey,
situation
beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of, yeah, anytime you go in a Japanese restaurant, you're pretty forced into a situation beer.
Yeah. Went to, as I said earlier, enjoyed the slow ride session. And some New Belgian triples. I got two of those from the leftovers. Still a good drinking beer. Starving Artist Bistro, ever been there?
Heard of it.
I haven't been to it, no.
Heard of her.
No. Heard of her. Never heard of her.
They have Easy Jack on tap right now.
Huh.
That's their they got a couple regular taps, regular bottle list, and then a rotating seasonal taps. And right now the Firestone rotating tap is Easy Jack. I paired that with their Western barbecue burger and tater tots.
Tater tots.
Tater tots. Very good. Very, very good.
Ooh, I want tater tots now.
Yeah, I thought you would.
I want tater tots on that aforementioned pizza.
Oh, tater tot pizza.
Tater tot pizza.
I finally tried the Guinness Blonde Ale.
I've had that.
Oh, you tried that, huh?
I finally tried it. We were at the Blossom Trail Cafe out in Sanger, and we're like, you guys have beer? And they're like, yeah. And we're like, but it's breakfast time. And they're like, and?
Hey, what's your problem,
bro? I'll take a Guinness Blonde. And they're like, all right. So, cool. Kind of cool. Different experience. But it's not really a craft beer place. But they do have beer, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, but they still are into beer.
Yeah. If you're going to go all the way out there,
yeah,
might as well have beer.
We were riding bicycles on Saturday, and
riding dirty.
I don't know if it was the ride or things were just right, or if it's just really good. I had a Coors Banquet beer.
Wow!
Yeah,
man, you're just throwing it out there.
I am all over the place right now. Yeah,
you got Guinness Blondes and banquet beers.
Yeah, like nothing I would ever order normally. I guess is why I'm talking about it. It's just weird. Like nothing, I would never order any of these on a Friday night, you know, but situation beers, I guess 42 miles, any beer is going to taste good.
Yep.
After that.
Mm-hmm.
You earned it.
Yeah.
Hey, what is this? Cold?
You earned your happy beer. Oh, much. This is a cold beer with alcohol in it. Yes.
Yeah. Cold and not water. All right. We'll do it. So there it is. It's out in the public.
Yep. You'll get
it's out in the universe now.
Yep. Look what you've done.
I don't care. Bring it. I got a 2015 Parabola in the fridge.
Ooh.
Mm. And a 14 and a 13. So now
I guess Nick I got 80, a vertical goal. Not afraid to
vertical.
Nick 80, not afraid to drink a Coors Banquet next to his Parabola.
Yeah, that's right.
Right next to it. You don't worry about tainting it, huh?
It's like a little stretch before you, you know, run that marathon.
Yeah, that's true. Huh?
It's a nice bed for
stretching,
that Parabola.
Stretching your taste buds.
That's right.
Your body. I had...
Oh, yeah, Mikey, what have you been drinking this past week? Oh,
thanks for setting that up, sir. I went to Gazebo Gardens.
Oh, yes.
Checked
man.
Out their new beer building.
The can.
Shed.
Bar.
New can bar shed.
Mm-hmm.
Had a Point the Way IPA.
Cantina bar.
Cantina bar.
I no. told them if they're going to call it a cantina bar, they need a miniature cantina band.
Yes. They need lots of shrimp. They need lots of shrimp.
Lots of shrimp. And I also, then I went over to the other bar in Gazebo Gardens.
And, oh, yeah, oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And got a,
got that kind of money, huh?
Got a Breaking Bud, knee deep's, they call it their session IPA.
Yeah.
But it's like a 7% IPA.
Now that's
for
a
them,
session
it's like
IPA.
A session.
Yep.
Finally, a real session IPA.
Yeah. And it was pretty damn nice.
That's what knee deep does.
And I had an older Pliny, or my last Pliny from my Russian River trip.
Damn it.
All my Russian River is now gone, except for Becky has a couple of things that are still aging. But
what did you have at the can bar? You mentioned the can bar.
I had the Point the Way IPA.
Oh, Point the Way, okay.
Yep, from Golden Road.
Was it, I saw that they changed the labels on that. Was it a same as what it's looked like?
Yeah, it was the same. Okay. Must have gotten the older can, I guess. Then I had the Stone and Jar by 420 during a Darktown session.
Oh, really?
I thought I should get that for Bell's as his birthday sort of beer.
Yeah.
And so I've been railing against the Enjoy Bys the past few rounds
right.
of it. Not been that great, but this one's pretty good. This 420 is better than the past few have been.
You're not the first person I heard say that.
Yeah.
So do you think the 420 is a staple in some way?
Maybe, like that's the one they make sure. I mean, obviously it's dank.
Right.
I mean, they're not going to mess around with the dankness. they're going to enjoy it by 420.
They'll get lynched if
if it's not dank. So, I don't know, maybe that's a factor in it. I don't know, but...
Yeah.
It was definitely better than... It is not the best Enjoy Buy I've ever had, but is better than they've been doing lately, for sure.
Wow.
So, I don't think it's worth $19 for a six-pack,
oh,
but of a bomber, it's worth it.
You did the bomber?
Yeah, I did bomber. And I also had... Couple St. Archer IPAs. Bell's brought that over for Dorktown.
Beautiful.
Nice. Six pack. That was nice.
A sixer.
And I finally had a Blood Orange Goose, the Arison Valley Goose. Goose. And that was pretty damn nice.
Yeah.
It was a little puckery, but I enjoyed it. And I think in this summer I might be going goose and trying out some goose. Seeing what that's all about.
See how that goes.
See how that goes. Nice.
So many puns for goose beer.
You should have a... Adios mio. More SNL references. And then I had a Molotov Light.
Yes.
For another time. Wow. Evil Twin. From Evil Twin Brewing. And I always like... I never researched Evil Twin. I always felt like they're a Bay Area brewer or something. They're from the freaking East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Evil Twin. Yeah, from New York.
Hey, from
what's
New
the matter?
York.
You don't believe it's Evil Twins from New York?
Hey, forget about it.
Come on. So I tripped out on that. I was like, why did I always have in my head that they were a Bay Area brewer? But I think that I kind of relate them with Heretic or something, I guess.
Which, yeah, Heretic has a lot of... They have a beer called Evil Twin.
Okay. See, that's probably what messed my head up.
Mm-hmm. But Evil Twin's related to Michler, right?
Michler. Might sound, maybe. I don't know.
It's a trifecta.
Set trifecta is what that is.
Eiffel Tower?
So the Molotov Light, which is an Imperial double.
That's something that we don't talk about on this show.
It was the government, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I had a grapefruit sculpin, habanero sculpin.
What?
This is just ones I've had. These are ones I've had in the fridge. I mean, you could get them now everywhere now. Yeah. Even the habanero I've seen around fairly easy.
Yeah, even Bevmo's got grapefruit sculpin.
Yeah, grapefruit sculpin is just like I think Bitter Brewer said, like, it's just going to hit town like a vengeance. And it has. So, yeah, grapefruit sculpin is just like, yeah.
Although, to Bevmo's credit, they do have the best price on grapefruit sculpin.
Oh, okay. Bevmo does, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because it's warm.
Because it's warm.
Old beer.
And there you go. That's what I've been caught drinking.
Woo-hoo!
Any beers you're looking out for, boys?
I have one.
Put it out there, and it may come back to you. Uno más.
Just one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
From, I mean... you could.
He can't even speak.
I can't talk with the words.
I know this is a stretch, guys, but I'm looking out for another Modern Times beer.
Uh-oh.
So for their Monsters Park, they have Black House with coconut and cocoa nibs. And if you're familiar with Fresno beer, there's Cake, which is that. It's a coffee stout with toasted coconut and vanilla bean.
But...
So this would be the closest thing to a cake I could get without the vanilla. And I'm interested to see what's that. I want to know what it's like.
I just want to know.
I want to know.
So there it is, universe.
I just want to know. If somebody could help me with that, that'd be cool.
Just wants to know.
I know a guy.
Ooh.
No, I don't know a guy.
Maybe I'll have to see if it shows up on Craft Beer Kings or something.
Maybe.
Word.
Nick, what are you looking out?
What? Not so much looking out, but looking out found me, I guess.
See? See what happens?
See what happens? So, episode 88, we had guest Dave R.
Renteria.
Yeah, I don't know if I should say his last name or not. So.
Oh yeah.
So Dave.
Maybe we should keep that secret.
It's a secret.
I won't edit it out.
That's his Instagram handle.
Yeah. He puts on Instagram. So.
So he messaged me. He's like, "Were you looking for Mosaic IP?" I don't know if that's how he sounds, but that it was the question was built into the text. You could really see it coming through, because that happens. And I was like, "Yeah, where'd you see it? You know, what's going on?" He's like, "Dude, the fort has it."
Hmm.
And I'm like, "Holy shit, it's in Fresno. This is awesome." And it turns out I was around the corner from the fort, and he was on his way there. So he was cool enough to set it up for the fort to hold one for us. And look at there. Looky here. And it was total, like, handshake deal. So I walk in and I'm like, "Hey, you know, Dave says there's a bottle for me here." And Sonny wasn't there, but I guess it was his dad.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "Oh yeah, I'll be right back. Hold on." And sure enough, holy crap, here's the Saint Archer Mosaic IPA in my hands. So huge cheers to Sonny, the fort, and Dave for making that happen. We're not going to open it. We're just going to stare at it.
Yeah. By the way, that bottle is now sitting on the table as he was telling that story. We brought the bottle out here. And we'll let Nick decide whether he should open it now or save it for himself later.
Oh, I will totally save this for myself later.
Damn it.
But that's one of, I mean, St. Archer hit town. And sometimes we get like an influx of a new beer. Then they strip way back and then they hit again. But St. Archer has stayed solid. And then they're like, "Oh, you'll get the Mosaic."
Nice.
I love gold.
Yay.
However, we're still waiting for that coffee porter.
I was going to say, not to be an
ass,
will
not
but
come
we're
to
still
town.
Waiting for coffee brown.
And this is going to be a looking out beer for me. And look at this. And it came. That is how well our looking out whore is working. Now I just have to put it in my show notes, and then it will just appear during the show before I even can say looking out for.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Here we are.
Microphone, get a smell of this.
Yes. No, don't waste the aroma on the microphone.
Don't let the microphone get it all.
That smell is intense.
It's a huffer.
That is a huffer.
It smells better than fresh dog turds, nice. I can tell you that.
This is a total...
Oh.
Wow.
Total shower beer right here.
That is Mosaic, if I've ever had Mosaic.
Oh, Lord.
Mosaic.
So then obviously he was out of this. Mosaic. Finish it.
Finish what?
I said it.
Mosaic, no, mosaic. You had to finish mosaic, the verse.
Mosaic.
See, it hasn't finished. It's OCD, I guess. You got to finish it.
It was one of the better things about having Kevin and Bean in Fresno.
I remember Kevin Bean.
Yeah. They do the... Ralph Garman.
Yeah, Ralph. He does podcasts with Kevin Bean now.
Oh, wow.
Or Kevin Bean. Kevin Smith.
In his showbiz beat.
What? Yeah. And he'd work in the Rock Me Amadeus.
Oh, that's right. He would try and, you'd forget that he would bring it up every week and then it would slip it in there.
Yeah.
LA Radio.
Damn you, LA.
Man, this is a damn
good
beer.
Two things LA does better than this, beer and radio.
This is a damn good beer. So you think this is going to be showing up in town more now? Other than just kind of secretly at the fort?
It will be. I don't know what the run is on this particular beer. I don't know if it's a seasonal or if it's something regular rotating beer for St. Archer. But there is signs of more of this showing up in Fresno for now. I don't know how long it's going to stay though. As we mentioned earlier, once it hits the hurricane,
that central
shit storm,
that Facebook. Group on Central Valley Beer Drinking Facebook.
Things
group.
Dry up rather quickly once word gets out.
Damn group. Damn you, group.
I know. So, is it a curse or a blessing? Would you rather be in 2009 where there was no craft beer and nobody cared? Or would you rather have a lot of craft beer and have to fight for a morsel? Yeah.
I like a lot of craft beer. It's just that Facebook page takes away our inside knowledge that we have.
Yeah.
It takes away that. And so, like, everybody's on the same playing field kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so now you're just battling with 1,000 other people in town to find the beer in town.
I definitely think that page has, like, helped people realize that we can get cool things, but at the same time, I think it's also increased the amount of death threats that shop owners get because it's kind of probably like a barber situation where you tell everybody that you're their best customer, and then when you have 32 people saying, well, I thought I was your best customer, trying to get a hold of those 6 bottles,
right?
It's kind of... backwards.
There's a lot of we'll take care of you when you come in, and then there's like, how many people have you been telling this to? Like all of a sudden they're like, hey, I've told 1,000 people that you're my best customer.
Yeah, so it's good, but it makes things a little harder to find, and things are gonna start going more speakeasy, I think. You'll have to knock twice or know where things are or ask for certain stuff.
Yeah.
You
parabola.
You got the parabola?
You got the parabola?
You got the parabola, man?
I don't know what you're talking about. And then he does the... Come here, over here.
Hey, I know Dave. I need to get a hold of some Mosaic. Oh, yeah, you know Dave. You're good. Yeah.
You're good. Here's your Mosaic.
Yeah.
Mosaic. All right. Well, some event right this weekend, Catacomb happening right now.
Right now.
What is there's a Catacomb brew out there at Tygum? A new Catacomb.
It's a vanilla saison, and I believe it was aged with vanilla bean and some oak spirals.
Oak spirals.
It's a little drier than you're normally used to on a saison, and it's...
It's going to be drier than the saison we had tonight?
Yes.
Ooh.
Way drier, ooh. No spices like you had. And it's... I won't say it's John's first big brew, but it's Brewer John. That's his beer.
All right. So. Cool. A new brewer that we can... check out.
That's you can
cool.
safely say it's his beer or his nice. Baby.
Now, is this going to be in bottles or is it just
bottles
be
and draft?
So you're going to bottle it, huh?
Right. Yep. Yeah. It's the.
I can't remember. That has to be the first saison you bottled, right? I mean, or I guess if the other catacombs are saisons.
Yes. So they've all been saisons. The past two were strictly fruit, whereas this one's not a fruit. It's a vanilla bean.
Okay.
So that's where it's different, and it's a different saison from what we've had before. So it's even though it's the same label, or I mean the same categorized beer, it's still completely different from what you can't compare them. So you can't do a vertical, is what I'm saying.
No verticals here for the catacombs, huh?
And so the rumor is there'll be a little bit of blueberry on draft. There'll be a lot of apricot on draft, and there'll be vanilla saison on draft.
You're going to have the original catacomb blueberry on draft?
I don't know if we're going to be pouring it in thimbles, but there's rumored to be some.
Wow.
If all goes well.
Hmm.
But yeah, interesting. At the beer garden, of course, obviously won't be.
Interesting.
But yeah, no, the label got a complete makeover. They have a new theme/logo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be different in every way. The label, the beer style, the taste of it. But it'll be cool. I think you guys will like it.
All right. Looking forward to it. Cheers, guys. Who out there you want to give some cheers to in our listenership world of the perfectpourpod.com? If you ever want to check out all the info you need, just go to perfectpourpod.com. Like our Patreon page, patreon.com/perfectpour. Don't search for us on Patreon page because their search engine is shit. Just go to perfectpourpod.com and there'll be a Patreon link for you. Could help us out, donate money to us on a monthly basis, and then if you donate $5 a month, you can hear the tailgate. There you go.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Simple as that.
And thank you to our Patreon subscribers, as always. Cheers to Jordan. I'm just going to cheers some random untapped people. Jordan Weeb.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy. Ryan K. Agent Pliny.
Ooh.
Danita G. Tamana.
What?
Yuma. Tamana. Everybody, untap.
Everybody.
I don't know why people aren't untap. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't get why you want to
do it.
Check out your beers.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. And yeah, everybody on Twitter and Instagram too. Perfect Pod.
Word up.
Cheers to them. What do you guys got?
Cheers to Peeves Public House for finally following us back on Instagram. Whatever. I don't even know who does the Instagram anymore over there. Let's just say cheers to Oscar.
Yay.
Yay, Oscar.
Cheers to, mentioned earlier, Steven at Grudge Door Brewing.
Yeah.
When are they going to go pro?
Oh, he's working on it.
Oh, really?
Oh, man.
Oh, that'd be cool. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
He's got a thirst.
Thirst.
For knowledge.
I've got a fever.
Fever.
It's a prescription. There's more beer.
Dave Renteria and
Dave's not here, Sonny, man.
At the fort. Cheers. Old Tiger Music. Cheers to Dustin from 3B Zine Podcast.
Oh, man. Love them boys.
3B Zine.
Yeah.
3B Zine. SD Beer Talk, 3B Zine. Uh-huh. They've been killing it, man.
Oh, yeah. We got a little mention at SD Beer Talk. We're in the queue for listening.
That's right. Yeah, that was a nice tweet.
Yeah. And name of the episode is Hip Hop's Hooray.
Hip Hop's Hooray.
Ho.
I get it. Hey, Hops.
Ho. On in the Instagram.
Nice. Nice. Bearded Brewer, got any cheers?
I'd cheers Cody from 3B Zine.
Yeah.
He's threatened me with a beer trade, so we'll he's see threatening. How that goes.
I've got a beer trade with you. Has he had any Tioga stuff? You need some Tioga stuff.
I think he's had some stuff, but he's looking for particulars. Mm. And I might know a guy that could help him with that.
Nice.
And
Bert. He knows Bert.
Yes. I know Bert. Bert can send him some stuff.
Kevin Brookshire. He's a fabulous gentleman, craft beer enthusiast, fellow Central High graduate, and a little bit of homebrewer, beer connoisseur, bearded guy, you know. All around, pretty cool. And then Steven, he goes by Motley Brewing on Instagram. Apparently, and I think he's back east, Alabama, maybe?
Alabama.
Alabama but, is east, yes.
Well, he is east of us, yeah. He can go to Good People Brewing.
Yeah.
Enjoy himself.
Oh, sorry. He yeah.
He is
good Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah. Well, that we just had a Huntsville beer.
Oh, he is good people.
The brewer at Straight to Ale in Huntsville,
wait,
Alabama.
That's what we just had.
Oh what? My God.
During tailgating.
Ah. Oh, that was. I thought it was good people.
No, no, I was the one.
So okay, so we had this beer.
We had the monkey knot.
I didn't notice that it was a different company, so that didn't
yeah,
ring
was
in
a
my
different
brain.
Company.
So Straight to Ale. So we've had one of his beers.
That was a nice beer.
And he tagged me.
He brewed it.
He was in a place.
He
and
brewed it.
There's a brewing company called Green Bus Brewing. And they have a pint
Sounds
glass
hippie.
With the Volkswagen bus on it. And he wants to ship it to me. So I'm going to cheers him now. Because I think he's good for it.
I think he'll do it.
So we'll see.
Those
are my cheers. See.
Straight to Ale.
Yeah. I'm going to give a best April Fool's joke to Bike Dog Brewing.
Oh, what did they do?
They changed their logo to Car Cat Brewing.
Car Cat Brewing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool.
I know. I the only April Fool thing I got fooled on for a minute was Gigantic Brewing out of Portland.
Yeah.
They did on their Twitter, which was good of them because it woke me up to April Fool's Day. It was the night before. They said they did a post like, look for tomorrow. We're making a big announcement involving AB InBev.
Okay.
And I totally bought it for a minute. I was like, holy shit, Gigantic's going to get bought by AB InBev.
Selling out.
And then I looked at like the feed and like people were replying, oh, you got me. Oh, you almost got me. Ha, ha, ha. I was like, oh, shit, April Fool's Day.
Yeah, I knew that.
I was like, I totally caught it.
Totally saw that.
Totally what you're doing.
Yeah, whatever.
But at least I didn't comment yet. At least I realized before
yourself.
I started commenting.
Nice.
Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Fuck Gigantic. Oh, you're selling out too.
Yep. Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. Got all
perfect
the money.
Pour brought to you by.
Perfect Pour has been brought to you by Budweiser, the king of beers, the king of everything. All right. Thanks for listening to Perfect Pour. PerfectPourPod.com. Tell all your friends and neighbors about it, and they'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what podcast is. But tell them anyway. And so who cares? And if they don't know, then maybe you shouldn't be friends with them.
Yeah.
They don't sound like cool people to me. They don't listen to podcasts. I don't like them. Just get away from them.
Because we're never going to give you one.
Never going to let you down.
We're never going to turn around.
Never going to run around.
Dessert.
Nope. Get us out of here.
No.